Okay, we're learning Maseches Me'ila, Daf Ches, Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the new parak. Chata sa'oif moyalim boy mishehuk tasha. If you have a bird that's going, you makdash it as a chatas. So right when you make it, you give it the kedusha already. You say this is a chatas. It already has a dim me'ila, belongs to hekdash already, and there's a dim me'ila. Nimlika. After you do the malika on it, what happens then? It goes up a level. Hochshura. Now they got Malika, now if a Tvul Yoim touches it, it becomes possible. Or Mechusa Kapurim, which is someone who was Tameh, went to the mikvah, but didn't bring his Kabbanis yet. Also, if he touches it, it becomes Tameh. Usually those people are not really Tameh. The only Tameh for Kachim. So now it's enough level of Kachim that it's possible. And the truth is, the reason why it doesn't become possible when it's before Malika is because it's alive and a Bachai is not a Kabbal Tumah. And the third thing that happens after Malika is it's a lina, or belina. Now, if there's lina, if the dam gets left overnight, it becomes possible. So those are the three halachas that happen after Malika. Who's a dama? Once you spritz the dam of a chatas oif. Now, the truth is, a chatas oif is different than an oilas oif. A chatas oif has hazaa, which means you take the bird and you spritz it connected to the mizbeach. And it also has mitzu, which means you mush it against the mizbeach and it's some dam spritzes out. So it says over here, who's the dama? If you spritz the dam, then it's chal the carbon that chayav malav mashum pigul nois v'tame. It gets on it now a din carbon that I would have pigul or noisar. Noisar means you leave over the meat and tame. If you eat the meat when you're tame, you chayav carbon. So all these halachas happen. Pigul, noisar, and tame are chal now after you do hazaas dam. And that's really when the carbon's finished. But then there's no me'ila anymore because it can eat the carbon. So the level is chalas oif when I makash it, it gets me'ila. Then when you do malika, it goes up a level, it has to put the tumah tol yoyim, chusik purim, and lina. Which means leaving the dam overnight. Then when you spritz the dam, then it's chayim, shum pigal, nois atom, it gets the gemara the carbon. But ain't ba me'ila, there's no me'ila anymore. Zog the gemara. Ketani, it says that after the malika, huchshura li fasel betful yoyim and mechusa kapurim avalina. Now the lashon is that after the malika, it becomes possible if a tol yoyim touches it, or possible if mechusa kapurim touches it. Why doesn't it say lashon tamei? Because the difference between something becoming tamei or possible is like this. If something becomes tamei, that means it can make something else tamei also. Possible means the buck stops here. That's what possible means. When you touch it, that this is the only thing that's possible. Nothing else becomes tamei afterwards. So it says over here that if a tvul yoyim touches this chatas oif after malika, it becomes possible, and not becomes tamei. So the mar is a diak. We have possible in of a tamei yoloi. It becomes possible, but not tamei. So which tana is our mishnah? Masnisim money rabbanhi. Our mishnah is going according to the rabbanon. The tanya. We have a brayse here where there's a three-way machlokes. The tanya. Avishol oimer. Avishol says tvul yoyim. A tvul yoyim touches kachim. Tchila lekaidish. He's considered, the Tvul Yoyim is considered a Rishon L'Kodesh. And if he touches Kodesh, the Kodesh goes to the Sheni. You know, the halach is that by Kachim, it goes to Ravi. By Truma, it goes to Shlishi. So Rav Avishol says, when a Tvul Yoyim is called a Tameh, he touches something, that's called a Sheni, the Kodesh. And the Sheni can make a Shlishi and a Ravi. So he holds that it becomes Tameh. That's what Abishal holds. When a Tvul Yoyim touches something, it becomes Tameh. Rameya Oimer, Metameh es HaKodesh, Upoisol es HaChuma. He holds that it only makes it a Shlishi. And therefore, like we said just a second ago, that by Kodesh, you make Revi also. So if you're a Sheni, and you touch a Kodesh, it becomes Tameh. Why? Because it could still make a Revi. But Chuma ends by Shlishi, so it's Poisol es HaChuma. That's what's Lashon Poisol. Remember, Tamei is a Kodesh. Kodesh becomes Tamei. Upais is a Chuma. And Chuma becomes possible because they're both Shlishis. That's what happens. They're both Shlishis. So that's the second Mandiyama. Third Mandiyama is a Chama Emrim. Kishem Shu Paisel Mashke Chuma Vaichle Chuma. Kachu Paisel Mashke Kodesh Vaichle Kodesh. Chama say, no, all it does is makes Paisel. Just like if we touch Mashke Chuma, this is Chama Shita, some argue this. He holds Mashke Chumo or Oichle Chumo would become Pasul. Kodesh also becomes Pasul, does not become Tamei. And therefore, it only, you know, all a Tvul Yoyim does is make something Pasul, never makes a Tumah. So what's the Gemara saying? Who's our Mishnah like? Is a Mishnah like Avishal, Ramei, or the Rabbanon? our Mishnah like the Rabbanon. Because the Rabbanon say it just becomes possible. Our Mishnah says, Hukhshurali possible with Tol Yoim. So our Mishnah is like the Rabbanon, and now like the Olam HaDiyam will say it becomes Tameh. Good morning, any questions? Amar Rava. Rava says, no, I can say our Mishnah is going L'kul Yam. Because Rava, I'll say it outside first. Rava is saying that these Abishal Rameyer are not going with the Raisa. With the Raisa, everyone agrees that Tol Yoim all does is make a possible. Doesn't make a Tameh. Tameh means a Sheni or a Shlishi. Just makes a possible. Midraisa. Abishal Rameya hold is a Maila Midrabanon. So our Mishnah is talking about the Raisa. That's all. Our Mishnah says, Hukhshurli Fasal Batul Yoim means Midraisa. Omar Rava. Labashal Maila also the Kachim. They made a Maila by Kachim Shavina Rabbanon Tol Yoim Karishan. The Rabbanon made the Tol Yoim like a Rishan to make a Maila by Kachim. Then it makes it into a Shani. And the Rameyer, Ka'oichel Shani. They made it like a Shani. Now Rishan made it like a Shani. The Rabbanon, Kivan the Taval, Kolash Tumma, since he was Tavil, his Tumma is less. Kolash Tumma, Tumasai. Apostle Mashvi, Tami Le Mashvi. It's apostle and not a Tami, because it's less Tumma Tol Yoim. So all they did was let it be apostle and not a Tami. So what we're saying, with the Raisa, everyone agrees all it is apostle. Just Abashal Ramei held is a Maal Derabanan. So our Mishnah is going by the Raisa, and that's why our Mishnah does not have to be according to the Derabanan.